those ethnic groups in Darfur have lived for years and years, okay, in a peaceful manner, okay. But there are many other political issues, environmental issues, economic issues, okay. Marginalization of the region itself, all of them together, and probably one of the major factors really, because those conflict happened for years, for example, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this competition over land and over water resources happened for years between those ethnic groups, okay. But it wasn't in the large scale because we are not using modern weapons that like the ones that they use it now, okay. And there was a kind of, what they call it, mediation to end the conflict between them. And I'll give you a very interesting article written by Professor Naim about the causes and the solution for this ethnic conflict in Darfur. But again, the influx of modern weapon in the region, okay, because of the civil war in the south between the Sudanese government and the SPLA, which is Sudan Liberation Army, and because of this war in Chad, okay, between Libya and Chad for a long time, there is a huge influx of this modern weaponry in the region as well, okay. So all these factors, if you consider all these factors, it's really contributed to this conflict in Darfur, okay. So in my opinion, I mean, definitely, if the term genocide has been used to stop this atrocity in Darfur, I don't mind, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But although it has been associated with many of those negative image and stereotypes about Sudanese people, okay. And but the issue, that's what I'm really trying to illustrate, okay, the failure, okay, of the U.S. foreign policy as the leader of this country, okay. I have seen it now complicate all the issues in the world, okay. It has a negative impact on what's going now in Iraq, okay, what's going now in the Middle East, what happened in Lebanon, okay, and all of them together, and again it's happening in Darfur as well, okay.